The Boston Celtics were on the court last night in the NBA playoffs. They came back from a 22-point deficit to beat the Philadelphia 76ers in Game 2 of the Eastern Conference semifinal and take a two-game lead in that series. Now, the Celtics are playing this year on the anniversary of a triumph in team history, and it all had to do with legendary Celtics player coach Bill Russell 50 years ago this week.
Havlicek drives around a triple screen, and the never-say-die Boston team wins the world's professional basketball crown, 124-109 in the final against Los Angeles.
That was 1968, the Celtics taking the NBA championship and making Bill Russell the first black coach to ever win a major professional championship. Esteban Bustillos has been reporting on the legacy of Russell's groundbreaking achievements for our partner WGBH Radio in Boston. Esteban, thanks for being here.
Hi, Todd. Thanks for having me.
You were on hand to see the Celtics beat the 76ers last night. How was it?
It was very loud. Boston is pretty excited. You know, this team is undermanned right now, so to see this level of success they're having, the city is really backing them up.
Well, Esteban, let's talk about Bill Russell and how Boston is experiencing the 50-year anniversary of the Celtics championship in 1968. What is Bill Russell's place in Boston culture?
So I think a lot of it has changed since that. You know, back in 2013, he got a statue that's right outside of City Hall, although a lot of folks here say that's really overdue. He's still revered around the city, but I think his legacy has become more appreciated over time. Back in 68, it wasn't something that people necessarily talked about. It's not even something that that Russell really acknowledged. To put this in context, specifically what was going on just around that time, you know, this was a little around 2 months after President Johnson announced he wouldn't be running for re-election. A lot of that had to do with the Vietnam War. Just under a month before Russell won this championship as the first black coach in the NBA to do it, MLK was assassinated in Memphis. So the country was going through a lot of pain and a lot of confusion and change. And much like today, sports really helped to contextualize that.
Well, here's Bill Russell talking to WGBH back in 2001.
This was going on all over the country. And the reason I guess people think of me as being unaccepting of segregation and racism, this happened to be the place I landed.
Esteban, Bill Russell did not mince words about Boston. He called it a flea market of racism. What was his experience in 1968 and during his career with racism in Boston?
You know, he lived in a suburban neighborhood of Boston, and his home was vandalized multiple times because he lived in a white neighborhood and he was black. So even though he was one of the most recognizable faces in the city, he was not accepted within his own community. And that was really the experience of many, not just black athletes, but just black people within the city. You know, just 9 years before this, in 1959, the Red Sox became the last team to integrate in Major League Baseball. 6 years after 1968, that's when Boston would just barely start the process of desegregating its public schools. So for someone like Bill Russell, his experience was really, really reflective of the experience that a lot of the city's black community had during those years, and unfortunately still has today.
Well, Esteban, Bill Russell is an integral part of this legacy 50 years after his historic win, the NBA championship in 1968. Take just a second before we go and talk about his legacy as a player, because he was incredible.
Right, so right off the bat, when you talk about who he was as a player, I mean, he won 11 NBA titles. That's a record that's still unmatched and still unprecedented. You know, a lot of folks like to talk about Michael Jordan as the greatest ever, but Jordan only has 6 rings. Russell has 11. To see that success, not only as a player, but also as a coach, to see that coming from a minority wasn't precedent at the time. And it's opened a lot of doors for black and other minority coaches and athletes today. And if you hear clips from athletes all the time referring to Russell as the GOAT, as the greatest of all time, and not only for what he did on the court, but for his ability just to be honest and outspoken off of it.
Esteban Bustillos reporting on the legacy of Bill Russell in Boston for WGBH Public Radio. Esteban, thanks a lot.
Thanks, Todd.